I wanted to, I guess, go for Inyan. I heard this Inyan, the core of the Inyan, I heard a long time ago from Rev Hudna at a Sukkot gathering. I'm taking up the core of pieces, not many things, not what he said. I don't want to blame him for things I'll say, but the core Likud is definitely his. And it's a exciting understanding. A lot of the mahaloch of different kufis of Klal Yisrael, and then many different aspects. Let's take a look. The parasha comes to head, so to speak, with Yosef and Yehuda matching up against each other. Vayigash. So Chazal say, Kehine hamlochim me'adu of liyachdov. The melochim gather together. Kehine hamlochim ze Yehuda v'Yosef of liyachdov. In Miloshna Evra, that they got angry at each other. And then it says people got very frightened. And they said, Melochim midainim elum elu anu ma anu ichbas lanu. These are kings fighting each other. Yer le melech midainim melech. Kings should fight with kings and we should stick out. By my Muslims, it's good advice by Macaulay and Kali. So if more people, there are machlekes and what people should recognize whether they're malachim and they belong in the machlekes, so they should step aside. But that's a maimon muskan. I'm not checking the thing itself. But Chazal are being magdir two malchias in Klal Yisrael that struggle with each other. They fight with each other. It's not as if there's one side that's right, one side that's wrong. And so what is this exactly? We do know that the split, the schism in the Malchus of Klal Yisrael was between Yehuda and Yosef, between Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael, which was led by Yerubim, who was Yosef from Yosef, and that was a split. But over there, it's fairly clear that, I mean, Malchus B'Slavit is Dika Malchus. This was a breakaway as an Oynish, but not a L'chatchil Dika Matzah. It doesn't seem like that. And that schism is the schism that still exists, it was a churma Klal Yisrael. So what exactly, this seems to be almost a positive aspect of it and so on. So we'll talk about this point of the two Malchis in Klal Yisrael. You find we have two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, which are also, so yes, Mashiach has been killed, and it's interesting, of all the Chazal, the Rambam says that Chazal about Mashiach are all very, very obscure, we don't know what it means. He mentions this. This is one of the few, very, very few, possibly only, that he actually makes note of it. What's the Inyan that there's a Mashiach coming from Yosef? Mela, Yorma Nevat was Yosef stepped out and it was a punishment, so to speak. It was a ripping away of the Malchus or something. But Blessed Lovely, when everything is back in again, it's good again, then how do we understand the need for Tum Mashiachim, the idea of Tum Mashiachim, or Mashiach getting killed? The whole story of it is very strange to us. So let's understand the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that he wanted to create the world with Midas HaDin. Raw that the world is not Beimid Midas Adin, Amad Meshitiv Imor Miser Erachim. That's a Yisoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagat Bria, and it's something that is at the very core of the Bria. I mean, that's how the Gracious is written with Elikim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshatim. So, let's understand. First of all, the two Midas. Midas Hadin is perfection, one. Two, it's perfection, not only that it demands perfection, but there's no room for redoing anything. When somebody has zero strikes, it's something that doesn't allow for mistakes. Once one mistake is fatal. So the mahalach of Midas HaDin is a reflection, Sai mitzad the teichen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shleimus. That's the teichen of the Midah. And Shleimus not only as is, that the person Zeichen didn't mean he has everything, but it also means there's no makam for redoing something. If it's failed, it failed, and that's it. If a person builds a plane that's not perfect, then you know, if it crashes, there's nothing you can do to mend what happened. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshatim Midas HaRachmim. So we need to understand, obviously, that when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas, when we say that he saw that something wasn't going to work and he did it differently, at the Havamina and the Maskana is not like by a bus of the dumb, a Havamina and a Maskana. That's for sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. There's no shinui, because Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes, and none of that is applicable. It's not like when we had a Havamina, and then we have Maskana, where it comes to a mistake. Rather, it means that it's just like when I tell somebody X, Y, or Z is what I'm building, but for technical reasons, I'm adding A, B, or C. If I tell somebody the etzim is strong enough with three beams to hold up the floor, but I'm adding a fourth beam because sometimes across the street they're doing construction and shakes the building and whatever. So I'm being mafchin between something that in principle is true to something which is a necessity because of some extraneous reason, some peripheral reason. But there's a certain avchana, apidarek hachachma, mafchin between ikur and something that's for a technical reason. And you find a lot of times when you learn up a rishon, when you learn something and he says, Betzim, I remember the first time I was teaching Eish Torah, and I asked, what does the Ran say in Chayev? And I said, no. He says that it's Chayev for some side reason. So obviously the ikur psak is not like that, and this is a side reason. It took a long time for the chapters weren't used to that type of thinking. It says it's chayiv. It doesn't say that. It says it's chayiv because of some extraneous reason. And you need to understand it like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into the Bria Mahalchim, where he put in Etzem Ritzon Yisbarach, and he put in the Mahalach that's needed to get to it. And the way in which that Mahalach works is by having one put down as the Havamina and one put down as the Maskana. But the Havamina is not the Pshat, something that was and is a mistake, it's Adarabba. It means that the Havamina is the perfection, and that means that that's Be'etzim what should be. The way to get to it is through the Maskana. You say that there's a similar result that Los Lovel Pasna Beishamai. It means that, you know, Beishamai is an Iker, but we couldn't get there through Beishamai, we got there through Beishil. The wave of the world, Beishil has the wave, and Beishamai has the Chrifus. So the Chrifus is more Emes, but the only potential for the wave Olam to get there is through the Mahal of the wave. So you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria an Iker Mahalach of perfection, and that's reflection of Yahul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus, and then a Mahalach, which being that the world cannot be ultimately as perfect as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Mahalach to bring perfection to the world on the world's terms. So the Mashal, let's say I'm trying to get my child to be a Talmud Chacham, a certain diagram. And I know, so one child's kishroinus need a year to develop that darga. One child's kishroinus needs 3 years. So I understand that for him, I need to break it down, break it up, and go in with hadraga, because that's what it means. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with midas hadin, it means the world needs to be perfect, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. He saw that the world in Miskayim, it means he gave us that understanding. We need to understand something. Before Bracious, We know nothing. You know, the Kiloyim Kachma Shaltas, what happened before Bereishis is unknowable to us. It's something that doesn't exist for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by telling us what was before, it doesn't mean what was before in the sense that now it's different. It's what's the Hakdama to this Metzius. Because anything, quote unquote, really before is really not Shayach to us. It's Malafonim, it's not Shayach to us. So by understanding that the world was meant to create the Midas Hadin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote that Einan Miskayim, so he created the Shach Mishachim, that is that's the Mahal. That's how we picture it. Perfection is the ideal. The way to reach perfection is through Rachman. The most blatant expression of Rachman is Tshuva. In other words, and that's what Rachman is. Rachman is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim, is Erech HaPayim that will redo it, that will change. So the Olam HaTshuva is really a world of perfecting ourselves to reach a certain ideal that we can't reach perfection by striving for perfection, but rather by redoing. If anybody's ever tried, I don't know, writing something or saying something, whatever, a novice starts by trying to make every word perfect. You don't get anywhere ever like that. You do the whole thing and then you go over it again, go over it another time, and say then you learn a sukkah. No matter how much you focus, you never get it right the first time. You go through it a bunch of times and it settles in, then you get a certain sense of what's right and what's klar and so on. So those are the two mahalchim. Those two mahalchim have a malchus. Each one of them has a melech. Each one of them is represented by Sadi and expressed in Kali Yisrael. In other words, since Kali Yisrael is the sum total of Ruchnis and Abriya, and we're talking about the two mahalchim that in a certain sense are the nekuda, they're the point at which that sums up everything. So there's going to be somebody who is going to be the melech of a world that's perfect, and somebody, a melech of the world, that makes it a rachmi. The Torah gives us two parashas together, Yosef and Yehuda, side by side. It's not Omer Darsheni. It says, the Torah says, the difference in Yosef and Yehuda is that Yosef made it on the first try and Yehuda didn't. That's what the Torah says. And Yosef is tied into the brothers. He came with Tvias, with Halacha Tvias. He expressed a certain perfection, and he was a Mitzrayim and was unaffected by it. He was a Shalit, that's Mitzrayim. Yosef's Mahalach was a Mahalach of purity, of making it happen, the Chachila, and B'meila, that was his Malchus. Yehuda was he was making Ula Shal Tshuva. It doesn't mean simply that he did Tshuva. It means he is the embodiment of somebody who did Tshuva. The mitzvah of Tshuva, the Rambam brings is Vidui, Kishay, when a person was Chayzer from his Chet, he'll be with his Mitzvah. He's the Hoyd of Leibosh. That is the Malchus that's the Malchus of Yehuda, there's Malchus of Yosef. So we have two Malachim in Kali Yisrael that are very, very different. And one represents Tzadik Gomer, and one represents Baal Tshuva. There are Chazal that speak about Tzadik Gomer, the Mile of Tzadik Gomer. I mentioned Rambam, the Yoy Shemayim in the Urov. That there's a certain mile of somebody who is perfection innate, that's his Metzius. And then there is the person who is Faisal B'Tshuva. The difference is, so when we look at the whole picture, when we look at the picture as a whole of those two in Yanin, we're going to say, where did it play out? So there are two functions of the Tzaddik Gomer, and really the main function is the Baal Tshuva. The Tzaddik Gomer sets a model to strive for. Moshe Ma'adav B'Doyma, when you have a, when you have a puzzle that you're putting together pieces, so it's extraordinarily helpful when you have a big picture in front of you and you are, assembling the puzzle, give you the picture. If they don't have it, and you have to assemble just the pieces, it's extremely difficult, especially if it's a puzzle that has a lot of pieces in it and it's done in a way where you can't really tell what the picture's like. It makes it much more difficult. When you have a tzur in front of you to imitate, then it becomes possible to put the pieces together. So the first function of the Tzaddik Gomer, of that Mahalach Nebriya, is as a dogma for what to strive for. This is Kazera Eva Kadesh. This is what I'm striving for. It also acts as the instigator. In other words, if you take the muscle, if let's say a person didn't learn, who's going to convince him to learn? When someone who is a Talmud Chacham reaches out and gives him a hand, then he can pull him to where he is. In other words, the instigation to start there starts with that. The Rambam, Rambam says that a machia has to be Yoresh Shamayim in a Uruf. Because if there's any inconsistencies in the person himself, if somebody who himself learns a lot, but he also falls around a bit, he puts an arm around me and he says, you really should get into learning more, this and that. My first reaction is, look who's talking. I mean, that's the first way to, if you want to avoid Teichacha, the first thing to say is, look who's talking. You do this and this and so on. And even though logically it may or may not be a good argument, but that's a reaction. When somebody comes to me who's great, who's pure, I can't say anything. And that's why Tzaddik Gomer, the role of Tzaddik Gomer is sort of the ignition. It's the place where it starts from again. Let's give another example. Scientists are aimed that one of the shrushim of our cells is DNA. And DNA has all the information about what needs to be produced. That in itself is a pella adir. Okay? But this is a much bigger pella. A broken DNA usually gets fixed or discarded by the body. That's if it's not, then we have problems. And it happens all the time. So that means there's some sort of model somewhere. There's another mechanism that has the perfect DNA that you measure every DNA. Because mimanafshah, if my clock goes slow, and I only have this clock to look at, then I'll never know it's slow. It's only when I have another clock that I think is a master clock. So I need something, a dogma, to say this is this. I once had a chav of mine. You live as well in Chosh Vigaman, and he was offered a very lucrative position in a coal somewhere in California. If you ever need a coal, the climate is right. California is a good place to go. And he was there 2 years. He came back and I asked him, what happened? He didn't become a career in the 2 years. And he said something very insightful. He said, in a place whereby by saying over a block Gemara, you're a major Tom Chacham, what incentive is there to learn Ktzais? And it was very, it made me think a lot. In other words, he said, my biggest dogma with Tom Chacham is myself when I read a line of Gemara and everybody says, wow, it doesn't need the quickest thing, can do it, it's perfect. So that becomes the bar that I reach for. There's no, I don't have a dogma. I don't have a model. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Mahalach of Tzaddik Gomer as a model in the Bria, and that becomes the Shemesh that acts as, so when every cell needs to know what does good DNA look like, there's a Kazira Ivakadesh. The amazing thing is the DNA don't even have a hand, they don't even know where it is. That's an amazing, it's amazing. It means we have two systems. We have what we have, the foil, and then there's some sort of somewhere in that acts as the perfection. Akadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria that Mahal of Tzadik Gomor, which acts as the model for everything else. So, Klal Yisrael has both Mahalchim incorporated, and each one is a Malchus. You have Malchus of Yosef and Malchus of Yehuda. Yosef is the Tzadik Gomor, who never was Nechshol, and he has all the Milos of a Tzadik Gomor, and Yehuda is the person who did Tshuva. The Mahalach that starts the Mahalchim of Geula has to come from Yosef. It's just like, let's give a mashal. In many Mahalchim, we're in a dark where a lot of people became Ischaq, Yiddishkeit, Ghost Yiddishkeit, and so on. So if you look at the person, the foil, who did the work, it's a person who has the Shprach and the Mahalch of the people. He's of the people. But who inspired that person? It's usually somebody that was Le'ela Le'ela. Rav Aaron Kotler was the one who was probably the biggest catalyst of Torah in America. He wasn't shayach to Hamayna at all. He was barely shayach. Most of the Olam didn't begin to understand Hashir. Hashir was inaccessible. But they saw Rav Aaron. And it lit a fire that people imitated. It wasn't, he himself didn't have the koyach of hashbah that somebody who was much lower than him had, of going to a person, explaining to him, and explaining to the learning, explaining to him why should learn all that. But he was the pilot light. He was he was something untouched of a tzura of a talchum. And the mele, people had what to look at, what it means to know, what it means to be master, what it means emes, all the things that he brought. This is the piece that I heard from him in Sukkis. He spoke in Maimon Niflum Ha'oid about how Sukkis is the two Yom Tovim. It's a Yom Tov that straddles two Mahalchim. You have two Magalim of Yom Tovim. You have Klal Yisrael Kitikunai, which we call Tzadik Gomor, which Pesach Shavuos Sukkis. That's one Mahalach of the Golem of this house of Yisrael, and everything went well. You have a second Ma'agal, you have a second circle of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, which is what happens when we took the wrong exit. And we got off during Tabuz and off, we got derailed. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur brings us back into Sukkot. So Sukkot has in itself both Mahalchim together. And in his words, the safe pasuk is that the two Mahalchim must merge. He pointed out something extraordinary. When Chazal and Gemara Sukkah described the Simchas Sheiva, there were two choirs singing. One choir was Tzadikim Gevura, and they said, "Ashu Ziknasenu Shulah Bishay Al Vaseinu." We're fortunate that everything went to one hemshchik. And the other was, and the Balei Tshuva would sing, Asher Zimtzeinu Shechipla El Hoseinu. So we have two Mahalchim of Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanating from Avodas Hashem. One Mahalch of Shira is Mahalch Tzadik Gomor. One Mahalch is the Mahalch of Balei Tshuva. He said, you always find only one Shira per Yontif. Each day has its own Shira. This is two choirs sort of at loggerheads. And he said, because each one is the Shira that is Sukkot, the Etzem, includes both Shiras together. And then, for the finish up in this most beautiful way, that Elu ve'elu oimrim asher shekein, he said that both Shiras become one Shira in Asher. And that was how it finished off in the majestic finish. But I want to bring it more to our Indian. The Mahalach of Yosef versus Yehuda, two Malachim, are this Malchus. Yosef's Mahalach was there to spark in the brothers the sense that they were guilty. the brothers themselves had gone wrong. They selling Yosef was a terrible affair, and we suffered for it. Once the brothers went off, there wasn't any way in which they themselves would do tshuva, because in chavish matas and besasurim, there's no way in which if you think you're right, if you have only one clock, then whatever it says in the clock is the time. Well, what are you checking it vis-a-vis what? But once you have another clock that you know is emes, then you have what to check this clock against, and you have what to say, you know, this clock is behind, it's ahead, it needs to be reset. So kol zman de achim was shkuim in the eitzah mukah, there was no tikkun for them. And the same thing is true with Kol Yisrael. Mehalchei tshuva are not effective if a person is not interested in the goal of the tshuva. If I want to sell you a massive truck, if you're not interested in delivering anything, then the sales talk is not going to help anything. If I don't have a dugma of what I want to be, then I can't do it. Yosef HaTzadik's job, and this is not just a rochem, and this is dinus of rochem, was to be me'orer in Yehuda. That's everything that happened all along. He was me'orer in Yehuda, a sense of desire for tshuva. Something is happening that wrong over here, and you know it's because this chana and so on. No, the whole all the yanim over here that he was me'orer in them. That was Yosef's role. The one that could bring Klal Yisrael to the place it needs to be is Yehuda. Those are the two, that's the role that they both play. In the Metzias HaDvarim, it's something that is be'etzim at loggerheads. In other words, if I am Matgish, let's play it out in a little Maisik, right? If I'm a person that's Matgish, the terrible hashpah of Aveira, and how it's irreparable damage. If that's what I express, not only words, but that's my metzias, I have a hard time saying, yes, Tatala, you've done Aveiras for the last decade, but you know, you can always come back and do tshuva and be gavaldik and the makam shabbat tshuva. I didn't say, where and I didn't. I can't change my tune unless, you know, then both the gurum are not my emes. If my emes is that I don't deher chet, then I can't be the one that tells you how, when you're stuck over there, you get out of it. I'd have to be two people for that. Two people for etzim. So there's one coil. There was a maisa that the Briska Rav, I don't want to go into details, not important, but the Briska Rav was extraordinarily sharp to somebody that he felt the person was a Rav, but he felt that this person is not right there, and the Rav did actually tell from him, and he was very shocked with this person. This person, when he happened, what the Rav was telling him, was deeply offended. And he went to Rav Chaim Weizen, and Rav Chaim Weizen was very embracing. You know, Chaim Weizen, that was his teva. He was even two malchus of Chaisro, there you go. And the person told Rav Chaim Weizen that, you know, like the Briska Rav was like, it's very, very, he was very upset. And Rav Chaim Weizen told him, you know, we have one amud of emes in Klal Yisrael. You want to destroy that also. In other words, the Briska Rav needs to represent the Klal Yisrael, not how you can also do, and if things are you know, not so good, it's also good, it's better than nothing, this and that. There needs to be one voice that says, Midas Adin allows for zero mistakes. And it's Chet is Misa. That's what everybody said until HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Lumina Zerachim. But you can't dilute the voice that says perfection with the voice that says tikkun. There's an island of perfection and a of tikkun. And those two are separate voices. These are malchus. Yosef's role, because he was Tzadik Gomer, he could needle Klal Yisrael. And had been anyway chiyach except for that, had he in any way his own. Had his own person been compromised as a shalom, then he would no longer have a makom to be mochir. I want to point out something awesome in Chazal. Chazal says Yosef was about to be chet, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw it, and a voice came to him and said, you know, everybody's going to be written on the question, you're not, your name is going to be there, and so on. I have a shayla. Yehuda was nichshol. And again, however we learn the lumdus of the lemaisa, Yehuda, the buzz points out, and Yehuda's name appears. What's the pshat? The answer is Yehuda's mohus of the av of tshuva, of olos of tshuva, that's not a stira. Then Yehuda can appear as Yehuda because that's Yehuda. And again, with all the lumdus that it wasn't, that it was Hashem, everything. At the end of the day, the Yehuda is the olos of tshuva of Yisrael. That's how he can appear on the Avonim. Yosef is the Tzadik Gomer. Yosef is the one that's Shalom Peretz Mitzrayim was not Nishol. He won't, if Chas V'Shol is Nishol, there's no Yosef. Yosef is missing. The Tzara is not only for Yosef's person, that he wanted to have a little plaque, or Yosef HaTzadik on the Choshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there's not going to be Yosef on the Urim V'Tumim. On the Choshen, there's not going to be Yosef. Because if you do tshuva, are not going to bring back Yosef, because Yosef can't be brought back without tshuva. So the two malchias that were misgracious is the malchus of Tremus and the malchus of Tikkun. And those are the two amudim. It says that the Chazal pointed out a difference in Yehuda and Yosef, that in terms of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it has a full name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Dodging these things, none of these things, but the last hay, which is missing Yosef's name, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moisev Hay, represents the Aveda of Klal Yisrael, this world, with all its, you know, ups and downs and back and forth and so on and so forth. That chelik, only Yehuda's mahala can bring back the Klal Yisrael, because that's what that avoda is. It's an avoda with things that are perfect, less than perfect, and so on. So one nekuda is, it helps us see that we're talking here about, this wasn't just a mikra of they got upset, this and that, the other thing. You're talking here about extraordinary mahalakim that go to the core of Klal Yisrael. It also helps understand a little bit that there are two malchias of Tov and Emes and Bria. When a person struggles in Emes, so is the mahalach of Kol Kuloi Tayra, Kol Kuloi Emes, Kol Kuloi Kpeda, in other words, that if you don't do something outside of Yosef Tov, you lost something in Nitzchias, and so on, is that the quote unquote Emes? Or is the emes that every yid is a good yid, every yid has a pintel, and every yid can come back again, every yid. These are two mahalchim that both of them struggle for our attention, acknowledgement. Both of them are meyusid on the giants of Tiris. And the answer is, Klal Yisrael has two malchis. We need to have two malchis. We need to have a nekuda of pure emes, and we need to have the other nekuda. It's sometimes difficult because the person has to struggle between the two. I know that sometimes before I do something, I need to say to myself, this is a terrible obelisk, a terrible red line, you shouldn't do it. And they also need to be there to tell myself, you can come back. Obviously, it's not the mahalak of Echdev Ashuv, but those are two mahalakim that are fundamental to us. And Israel, and understanding that we are, because we're busted with young, we can only see one side at a time. And it has a lot to do with our chelik terah, who we are, and the chelik of life, and so on, where we're holding life. There's a mahalach of perfection, and that's very important. It's important that we have, for many people, we're not zeichet to remain all the shatari forever. There's a proof of life, I think that's how the yisatari. When you're sitting in yeshiva, you can be machmir and machmir, and we go to all the shittas and all the deis and all the chumras and real and imagined and everything. It's no problem. And you could learn this up, you know that up, and it's that. There comes a time when you look desperately for every kula. It's very simple to stand with a stopwatch and wait for seeking. If you don't have anything else pulling at your attention, it's extremely difficult when you start looking for shittas that are makel. who knows when, because he had no choice. It's not, both of these, as far as we understand, until Akras Hayomim, these two Mahalkim aren't loggerheads. And there's a certain healthy loggerheads, as long as you understand that these two Mahalkim are both an Akud of Emes. We need to understand the role of the Tzadik Gom who gets up and says, pure Emes, and we need to relate it with that. And then we also need to understand the allowances that we have to make for the world, like Rav Shimei Choy and Rav Shmuel, when they went out and told him, this is not even a tzusha, this is exactly what that ma'isa was. Rav Shimei Choy, when he left the first time, he looked at everything through a certain prism, and everything burned to a crisp. There was no makom for existence of anything in the world except for the Meira. And when he came on a second time, there was room for the world also. And it wasn't a chagata, it was building another world to accommodate the second power. Those are two worlds that came together. It's something that I guess it's something that helps us keep our own personal housekeeping. There are yamim that in times will need to be David Be'ikar, be Masasik Be'ikar with Yosef Mahalach, with Tzadik Gomor, with perfection. And we need sometimes need to be sick with what we can do to patch up a difficult situation, a bad situation, and understand that at the end of the road, they both lead the same place. Obviously, if you're not replacing one with the other, obviously, if you're not replacing when you should be working for perfection, if you're not replacing it with, don't worry, there'll be a B'diavad coming afterwards. That's a word. But when it's everything is right, the person says right, then a person stands is a two malachim that is dying. We need to keep it out because we need both malachim. We can't take sides because Yosef is a malachas, Yud is a malachas. And Mitzvah, we should be zeichet to always at least keep the image of the perfection of Yosef, a sort of a sense of what is Torah with Harasa, Vatasa, and undiluted in totally Emes. We need to understand the Mahalat that allows us to survive and make do with insufficiencies, deficiencies, and so on. And Bez Hashem, hope for the day when we do Mahalat HaMesachet, and like it says, that the two will become one Evan and one Sefer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, which will be.